Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 28th, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean futures dropped in overnight trading as the harvest in Brazil continues to march forward and on signs of slack demand for U.S. supplies. Grain futures were little changed. Brazilian farmers have collected 66% of their soybeans, according to CONAB, a public company that falls under the country's Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock, and Food Supply. Production in the 2024-2025 marketing year is now projected at 157.5 million metric tons, up almost 5 million tons from the previous year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in an attaché report last week. Exports from Brazil, the world's largest shipper of soybeans, will total 99 million metric tons, the report said. If realized, that would be down from the 103 million tons expected in the previous marketing year. In the U.S., meanwhile, soybean exports since the start of the marketing year on September 1st are now at 35.5 million metric tons, down 18% from the same time frame a year earlier. Commitments from overseas buyers to purchase U.S. beans are down 19% year-over-year to 40.2 million tons, the government said. USDA is scheduled to release its weekly export sales report this morning. Soybean futures for May delivery lost 5.25 cents to 11.87¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal dropped 50 cents to 3.39.30 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.62 cent to 47.8 cents a pound. Corn futures rose 0.25 cent to 4.27 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery were unchanged at 5.47½ a bushel, and Kansas City futures rose 2 cents to 5.80¼ a bushel. Ethanol output jumped to a three-week high, and inventories hit the highest level in more than a year, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production rose to an average of 1.054 million barrels a day in the week that ended on March 22nd. The EIA said in its report. That's up from 1.046 million barrels a week earlier and the highest since the 7 days it started that ended on March 1st. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, output increased to 1.007 million barrels a day from 995,000 the week prior. West Coast production rose to an average of 9,000 barrels a day from 8,000 barrels, the agency said. That was the entirety of the gains, as output on both the East Coast and Rocky Mountain regions averaged 11,000 barrels a day, unchanged week to week. Gulf Coast output plunged to 16,000 barrels a day from 21,000 barrels a week earlier. Ethanol inventories in the week through March 22nd surged to 26.092 million barrels, the agency said. That's up from 26.009 million barrels the previous week, and the largest level since the 7 days that ended on March 17, 2023, the EIA said in its report. Dry weather is expected in the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles today and tonight, according to the National Weather Service. Breezy winds and low relative humidity may bring some elevated fire weather conditions to the south central and southwestern Texas panhandle this afternoon, the NWS said in a report early this morning. The increased risk of wildfires will continue through Monday amid the breezy, dry conditions. In southeast Missouri, meanwhile, dry weather will lead to tinderbox-like conditions starting this afternoon. The risk of wildfires will extend into western Kentucky starting tomorrow, the National Weather Service said.